am not an expert in school financing or in paying for the cost of educating handicapped children. That's not my expertise. I'm a collector of child support. It's my job. Somewhere, though, you can get an answer to your question better than one I've given you. But the school district does have some responsibility.
To further on that, when I was chairman of the Corbett School Board, we had one child that cost the district, I think it was $37,000 a year. And that came out of the local taxpayer money, $37,000. But we were required to do that by the feds, and that's the way life is. I didn't like it then. I'm not sure I like it now, but there's not a whole bunch we can do about it.
See, Mr. Chair, and the problem, Representative Van Loan, is that since the federal says we have to provide this free, we can't come back and charge the parents for this cost of care review.
That leaves the state open to lawsuits.
That's right.
What you're saying.
And that's why the Attorney General's office has said, don't go out there and try to collect any of this money because our liability is exposed at that point.
We believe that all the children at Fairview are one way or the other handicapped. Some of them have multiple handicaps.
Okay. No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We're going to do some voting here now, folks. Why don't we take
this one?
Yeah, let's move into work session on 2473. Is everybody here? Where's Abel? We're in work session on 2473.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, let's. Here's Abrams.
We don't have a.
Got another
one somewhere. Ship rack coming.
Right. Representative Ford.
I'll move House Bill reluctantly. House Bill 2473. Okay. To the floor with a few passes.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the floor, we're going to have to move for on propositions and motions because it's...
Oh, it does have a referral?
It has a referral to Ways and Means, but there is no financial impact, and it should not have that referral there. So we'll move it to the floor, and I'll take care of it from there.
Okay.
So the chair entertains your motion to move it 2473 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
And for the record, can I get added to that and to rescind the subsequent referral
right.
Ways and Means?
Yes.
Thank you, Gordon. This thing gets more and more complicated as we go on. Any more discussion?
The other one should have.
Carolyn, would you call the roll?
No.
Aye.
Representative Ford?
Aye.
Representative
French?
Aye.
Representative Gold?
Aye.
Representative Siegel?
Aye.
Representative
Van Loan?
Aye.
Sheriff Tolstoy?
Aye. House Bill 2473 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and we will also have a motion to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means since there's no financial impact. Okay, we'll move to House Bill 2332. This is the CSD so that they can handle youth between the ages of 18 and 21.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Agrons.
I move House Bill 2332 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Does this one have it too?
I'm afraid, Mr. Chairman, that this one has a similar situation.
Representative Agrons, I accept your motion with the understanding that this also has a subsequent referral that we're going to have to rescind.
Chairman, may I amend the motion to include a rescission of the subsequent referral to Ways and Means by whatever parliamentary means is necessary.
Hocus pocus, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Representative Agrons. And further discussion?
Good bill. Long needed. Do it.
Carolyn, would you call the roll?
Representative Ford?
Aye.
Representative French?
Aye.
Representative Gold?
Aye.
Representative
Picker? Aye.
Representative
Shipman? Aye.
Representative
Adams?
Aye. Representative
Agron? Aye.
Representative Chair Markey?
Aye. House Bill 2332 will be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a motion to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Does anybody want to carry either one of these bills, or do you want me to go through the misery of this thing?
Good freshman bills.
I like the way you
good
ask
that question.
Good freshman. he's not a freshman.
No, but they're looking at Representative Pickard.
Send him out to die.
Okay, we're in control of this committee.
Representative Pickard, I will ask you to carry House Bill 2332, if that's all right with you.
Give them both up.
Give them both up? No, I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, we move into work session on House Bill 2503. Before we take any motions, Representative
Gold.
You just don't want to know me.
What did you find out?
Well, I'll make a motion and then speak to it. And in speaking to it, I can give the explanation.
Okay, fine.
All right. I'll move 2503 to the floor with a due pass recommendation on the condition that Representative Hostica, the chief sponsor, carry it.
Right.
Now, you want me to speak to them?
Certainly.
Okay. I hunted down the person who assigns the bills, and then went down to, after following that conversation, went down to Legislative Revenue Office. And as I understand the rationale from the gal who assigns the bills, when you have a tax credit bill, that's actually taking money away from revenue. So they always assign those to a subsequent referral to Revenue Committee. This one is more sort of a gray area, so to speak, and it can or cannot have a referral. They chose not to give it a subsequent referral. And so, being as we have, and then I went down to the revenue office and got the same explanation, which I gather Gordon sort of got the same explanation previously. Okay. So, being that we're in the fortuitous circumstances of the chair of revenue being the chief sponsor of the bill, the way I see it, if we are interested in supporting the bill, I mean, that's the real question. If our interest is in supporting the bill, and if he should find himself on the floor with questions that relate to is this proper or is this not, then we simply, at that time, you know, if there are enough questions in the body, which there may not be, it's really a small amount of money involved, then we simply refer it to revenue from the floor. But this is my understanding, that this was considered by the people who assigned the bill, by that the revenue office was consulted, that the revenue chair was consulted, and the decision was not to have the subsequent referral.
Representative Van Loon? Well, first of all, are you going to speak to the motion? Representative Ford, the chair will entertain the first part of your motion. It will not entertain the carrier.
Gold.
However, it will assign the carrier.
You have to start calling me Gold.
Representative Gold, I'm sorry.
Shaley. Just say Shaley.
I love it.
Representative Gold, I'll accept the motion to pass the bill out to the floor. I will assign the bill to Representative Hostica, but I don't think that's appropriate for the motion.
Yes, you are correct.
Representative Van Loon.
Okay, I will speak against the motion to send it directly to the floor on the basis of policy, because I think there are several other bills probably very similar to this. There is a revenue impact, at least for now. You may consider it small, but there is one, like $26,000 for the biennium. So I think as a matter of precedence, we better send it to revenue. I think I have no quarrel with the content that is in the bill, but I think we better go with the procedure,
okay,
and I will vote no.
Okay, Representative Van Loon, I just wish to correct a mistake that you had. The financial impact would send it to Ways and Means, not
That's
to revenue.
Right. That's right.
So
that's a cost.
I'm sorry.
Representative Gold.
I'm sorry to correct you, Mr. Chair, but I thought so also. And the fellow from the revenue office that came in here explained to me that on the Senate side, they have all kinds of bills that relate to administration costs of the Department of Revenue. And that's what we're that $26,000 we see here is administration costs of the Department of Revenue, and revenue committees on both sides do handle those kinds of things.
If that's the case, Representative Gold, then the chair will not accept your motion.
Okay.
Because then I think it's appropriate to go to revenue, then, if that is the case.
Okay. I guess the further advice I was getting was that I'm just repeating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like with Ways and Means, from time to time, we've had one that was, I don't know, the magic number seems to be $30,000, that was under $30,000, and that they just let it go. And so that's the type of advice I would give.
Would you want to...
For whatever that's worth.
Okay, would you want to make the motion to send it to the Revenue Committee?
You want me to make that motion?
I would love you to make that motion.
I'd love you to make that motion.
I will make that motion.
Okay. Well, okay, I will make that motion if that's what you want. Okay. Let's see. Do pass recommendation on 2503 with referral to House Revenue Committee. With deep regret.
Okay. All right. The motion is to take House Bill 2503 and send it to the Revenue Committee with a do pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Abrams.
I think it's only fair for my colleagues to know that I will not support the bill. And I want you to know why, so that nobody's is surprised. As a matter of fact, I may be inspired to speak against it. The scene that we witnessed today was a very touching one, and I have absolutely no quarrel with the program that it is intended to fund. Only the method of funding and the device being used to get the money for it. I hate to be in the position of a Grinch, because my wife and I give to all the diseases and regularly and substantially to the United Way. But I've long felt that the purpose of the tax form is to collect taxes, and that's it, period. I do not like to use, I like money to go in straight lines, and I don't like to use these as devices to perform other social purposes. I would willingly support the kind of little bit of money that we're talking about, really, that this will raise through the general fund, and do it directly because it's a good program. I think that this is not a subject that the legislature should be managing. I don't think that we should be spending our time sorting out those programs that should qualify for a place on your tax form and those who should not. That's not our job to do that. I think we need a better process. And I wasn't kidding when I asked Representative Hostica if he would support, as chairman of the Revenue Committee, some kind of a process that would open the tax form, if that's what people want to do, to anybody who could qualify, under some set of rules, under some set of criteria, that would permit people to get on that check off, and also that would make provisions for them to fall off the darn thing when certain other criteria were met over time as the program changes or as people lose interest in it. Instead, we're asked to embed this in law and leave it there until sometime that people come back, and if they ever do, and say, let's take it off. I think that we should consider some kind of a process to handle these kinds of things, establishment of a commission, a committee, or something to deal with these things, to set the rules, to prioritize them, and let them let them go to work. I'm sorry that it comes up in this kind of a program, because what we heard today, you know, was totally valid. It's a marvelous thing that these folks are doing, and I would support them in any reasonable way, but I can't support it through an income tax checkoff. I think it's bad public policy, and my objections to it lie in that direction.
Jim, other comments? Representative Pickard.
In contrast to that feeling, it's interesting in terms of stereotypes of political parties that you and I are going to find ourselves at opposite ends on this. Your reason for feeling that way appeared to have to do with a strict sense of what, you know, the government should be doing on a tax collection form. For me, I see a pressing social problem that the state has refused to come to grips with on their own in this particular body, being dealt with by the private sector in terms of volunteers in a very creative fashion. And I'm excited by the fact that we have people working as volunteers who've come up with something that is innovative, that's stretching out, and it's offering the public in general to support or not support. And I see it as a step forward and typical of what I see Oregonians doing for themselves in the way of self-help.
Representative Frank.
Yes, I too must agree with Representative Agrons that I cannot support the bill. And I agree with most of the things he said, but I must add to it that when I first started hearing this bill, I assumed that it was for prevent child abuse. Now I hear prenatal care, birth certificates. I'm not even sure what I'm voting on, so I'm not sure what this is all about. I'm going to have to oppose the bill.
Okay, if I can perhaps, at least from my point of view, on the birth certificates, that is a separate program that we voted on last session. I don't believe that it's tangled up in this at all. It's just another means of getting money for these programs. So if that helps with any of the confusion that you might have had. As for the rest, the prenatal care, and
Mr. Chairman.
I couldn't respond to that. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that it's always prenatal care if they keep going. Was it going to fund abortions or lack of abortions or whatever?
No.
They haven't convinced me yet.
No.
Mr. Chairman?
You didn't hear Mary.
Representative Shipper. Hey, I'm just going to talk about something else here.
Gilmetting?
No, not Gilmetting. Although we could put a poundage fee and raise a lot more money. I'd like to know if the chair or the committee administrator knows. I think one of the things that has been brought out today that I guess does bother me, the list of other things that may be put on the tax form, and if in fact the legislature or this committee, where are these other bills, and are they going to be going to one committee? I think Representative Ford's idea about we're going to send all these things out, I don't have any big problem with this particular bill, but if we get 12 or 15 things on there, I disagree with some of these people. I think people are just going to ignore the whole thing, myself, frankly.
Well, I think we ought to send that concern along with the bill down the revenue, since I would assume that these kinds of bills will end up down in revenue.
I think that'd be real appropriate. Okay.
Unfortunate, Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Unfortunately, three of them are Senate bills and three are House bills.
But when they come over here, they'll still have to go to revenue.
I hope then that revenue keeps them all whole. We have a list.
We have a list.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gold. I got it right. God dang.
The part of me that likes to do things properly certainly agrees with the remarks that have been made in regard to having Revenue Committee look at all of these things. And that's been the case in the past. That's what's happened in the past. So I was, when I came in with the report, I was relating what was said to me, and on the basis of that made my motion. What I regret here is that as Representative Agrons was speaking, I turned to Representative Shipwreck and asked him, don't we know of any potential license fees that we can use, or something like that? And I'm afraid that we've probably used them all up, because in 81, I think it was, we used the marriage license fee for the domestic violence fund.
Gilmeting license fee?
Let's keep it relevant, folks. Okay. Please, it's getting
and
late.
And so if I could dream up some license fee that we could use, that would hopefully relieve the concern that Representative Agron speaks to, because it would not then be on the tax form.
Representative Gold, if you came up with a license fee, I would probably have to vote against it, so
oh,
I'm not sure we'd be any further ahead.
Okay, well, enough of that.
Only one more.
One more, yes.
In another administration of this committee, it was not uncommon, or well, maybe it was uncommon, but it was not unheard of for the committee to march down to Ways and Means and say, we want money for this thing.
That's true.
Now, and I got to tell you that if this committee wanted to go march down to Ways and Means and say, these folks think that they can collect $150,000, we want them to have it out of the general fund, I'll contribute to that. I'll march. I'll carry a sign, do whatever you want to do. I think that's where the money should come from.
The chair appreciates your comments, Representative Agron. However, since we're going to be marching down the Ways and Means on a whole bunch of things, it would seem to
that's
me
fine.
That, you know, I would agree with Representative Pickard when he says, you know, if these folks want to volunteer their money, nobody's twisting their arm. All they got to do is look at the bottom of the form and, you know, check it off. So I think we're ready to vote. Carolyn, you want to call the roll?
House Bill 2503
is sent to Revenue Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Now that means it
any
just,
further business for the committee?
Just a question. That means it just appears on the form, right? It's not spoken to on the floor. Is that correct?
My understanding is that this will come up under propositions and motions.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And the chairman will ask the assembly to vote that it be sent to revenue.
Okay. So
it didn't have a subsequent referral?
No, it didn't.
No.
That's the whole point.
That's been the whole committee report.
So, Chair, you or
Representative Gold?
Yes. We'll have some conversation with Representative Fosdick.
I will. Maybe we can convince him that he doesn't want it. Would the record show that Representative Carter is excused for legislative business this afternoon?
Oh.
Any other business before the committee? If not, thank you. Thank you very much.
The only thing I found is